With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney.
And I'm Nikki Willette.
Nikki, on Friday, Governor Steve Bullock said he expects to release a plan sometime this week that will outline a gradual and phased reopening for Montana's businesses and schools.
Yes, the State Coronavirus Task Force, led by Adjutant General Quinn with the Montana National Guard, is putting together this reopening plan with input from local government and public health officials and business leaders.
And what does it sound like this reopening plan could include?
Bullock said Montana needs to be able to do three things to consider reopening. The first is to see a decrease in new cases over a two-week period. We started to see that over the past couple weeks. Montana so far had a peak week back at the end of March. That's when the state reported on average about 20 new cases a day. New confirmed cases have declined since, but it's not a smooth slope down. But over the past 7 days, there's been an average of closer to 7 new confirmed cases a day. The second criteria for reopening is to be able to treat all people seeking health care in Montana. That includes coronavirus and non-coronavirus related illnesses. And the third is to be able to test everyone who is showing symptoms, monitor new cases, and trace close contacts of people with confirmed cases.
As we've been talking to healthcare providers and public health officials, we're hearing that in some places in the state, they don't have enough testing supplies. Does Montana have enough testing information to provide a clear picture of where the virus is in the state as public health officials are considering reopening?
Bullock said he had a, quote, degree of a level of confidence, end quote, about the virus's spread in the state. And he did mention a few sources of incoming supplies.
So Montana's current closure order for schools and some businesses expires this Friday, April 24th. And Bullock says likely after that time, he'll start reopening sections of the state economy, public places and phases. But it sounds like it's unclear exactly what that means.
Right. And it's not like when these orders expire, things are going to go straight back to normal. There could still be rules for social distancing and businesses might be required to do increased disinfections and even check temperatures of employees as they come to work. But details about what this will actually look like aren't clear at this point. We're expecting them later this week. Bullock, like the White House, has also talked about a phased reopening. So some directives, like limits on large gatherings, could stay in place, and others aimed at protecting the elderly might also stay in effect. And counties can also extend or enact their own local closure orders. Bullock said many times he wants the state to open up just like anybody. He wants things to go back to a new normal as soon as possible. But he also said we can't have more Montanans die in that process.
Is Bullock or other public health officials saying why it's important to do this reopening in phases? A lot of people have asked to just reopen things on the 25th.
Pretty much every public health person I've spoken to has said as soon as you lift social distancing restrictions, we're going to see a rise in new case counts as people start to interact and mingle again.
Bullock made the announcement of that outline for reopening late Friday afternoon. Plans were already in the works then for a protest yesterday at the state capitol, calling for the state to reopen more businesses currently shut down as a result of Montana's stay-at-home order.
Yes, this was billed as a prayer vigil dubbed the Liberty Rally. Similar protests are happening across the country, and about 300 to 400 people attended Montana's. Brad Tyer is with the Montana Free Press. He covered the event, and he spoke with me about it. Can you help me kind of picture what this looked like?
A lot of American flags. That was the first thing you saw from a distance. A lot of cars. By the time I got up there at about 12:45, it was already pretty crowded, pretty full. A good number of people in costume. A lot of people carrying a lot of signs with sort of a hodgepodge of messaging. A couple of folks in tactical looking gear carrying firearms, not a majority, but a noticeable amount.
Was anyone practicing kind of the social distancing that the CDC has been recommending, or was anyone wearing masks?
Not a lot of masks, and probably half of the folks who were wearing masks, it was part of a costume and really more to make a point. And no apparent attempt at social distancing. I mean, there were people standing off in clumps. Not everybody was clumped up, but I didn't see any evidence that anybody was trying to keep their distance.
What did you hear from people in the crowd?
It really ran the gamut. There were some folks out there promoting with their signage and in conversation with me some pretty extreme conspiracy theory. But most of the folks I talked to, they're concerned about the economy being shut down. They had lost jobs or lost a portion of their work, and they were worried about what kind of economy is going to be there on the other side of this to come back to at this point. I heard a lot of attitudes that this was an overreaction, that the pandemic is a media-created crisis, Heard some folks talking about the idea that they think Democrats are benefiting from this and that this is aimed at undermining Trump now that the impeachment hearings didn't do that job.
Last week, a group of top Republican leaders in the Montana legislature wrote a letter to Governor Bullock saying that he needs to rethink his strategy regarding the coronavirus response, that he needs to start really thinking about how to get people back to work. We know that on Friday afternoon, Bullock announced that he'll release a plan for that sometime later this week that will outline a gradual and phased reopening.
Well, the folks I spoke with about that plan, they were advocating an immediate rescission of all those orders. They weren't interested in hearing about a phased plan, and they even talked about if we do enter sort of a phased plan, that they were hoping that Montana businesses would not comply and would just go ahead and reopen. And the attitude that they seemed to be sharing was, you know what, if you don't want to go to a restaurant that's open, you don't have to go to a restaurant. If you want to wear a mask, if you want to social distance, you're welcome to do that. You have the freedom to do that. You have the liberty to do that. But give us the opportunity to get back to work.
You mentioned that Dr. Albert Olszewski, who is running for the Republican nomination to become Montana's next governor, he was there. Were there any other politicians present at the rally?
Yeah, there were a few. The ones that I noticed that had signage and tables and a presence there. Scott Tuxbury, who's running for auditor. Deborah Lamb, who's running for the House. Joe Dooling, who's running for the House. I don't know that that's an entirely comprehensive list of politicians who were out there, but those were the ones who I recognized.
You know, whenever there's a protest, I think news organizations are quick to cover it because often protests give voice to an unpopular idea or an idea held by the minority that still deserves to be heard. In Montana, do you get this sense covering coronavirus that what the protesters and ralliers were saying Sunday is indicative of just kind of how people in Montana generally feel, or is this viewpoint the minority?
I tend to think that it's a minority, but it's a vocal minority. And, you know, I don't want to dismiss their concerns. You know, a lot of people are hurting pretty badly in this economic crunch. And, you know, I heard a lot of people talking about their kids having worked so hard and then not being able to have a graduation. I heard people talking about the beauty salon down the street that has had to shut down and the 16 stylists that are out of work because that's happening. I heard a lot of distrust of government authority. And that's a dynamic that we've been seeing going on in our politics for a good long while now. I think the way that it's applying and public health is becoming a partisan issue is pretty scary. As you say, it's a public safety issue. And if people just start disobeying public health guidance, then yeah, what we're hearing is that we're going to see more spikes as we open up, even in a normal scenario. And if we open up with just people not following the rules, then you would expect to see more dramatic spikes going forward. And so we'll see how people respond to that.
Brad, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Brad Tyer, a reporter with Montana Free Press. And when you look at the perspective of looking at Montana from the outside and the kind of the national perspective, the state looks much better off than others in the country with the presence of the novel coronavirus here. President Donald Trump has pointed to Montana as one of those states that he, his administration sees could move toward reopening fairly quickly.
We will find out more later this week. Thanks, Corin.
Thank you, Nikki.